How Do I Really Feel? By Lara Nelson. Her email hurt me, but while I was typing my angry reply, something made me stop. I had just returned from school. I had gotten into an argument with one of my best friends from church, and it had really got me down. As usual, I sat down to read my email. I saw one from her, and I opened it. I scanned the text carefully. The hurtful words covered me like a wave. The tears streamed down my face as I read to the end. My heart felt like it had been blown apart. I quickly created a new email to her and started to type. But then, something told me to stop. I knew it was the Holy Ghost. I backed away from the computer. In my head, I asked, "Why do I need to stop? I need to tell her how I feel." Then came the words, "All right, tell her how you really feel." I quickly moved towards the computer again. I paused to analyze the Spirit's words. Though they had been almost exactly my own words, they made me ponder. I wondered, how do I really feel? Immediately, the words betrayed, broken, and hurt came to mind. Again, a voice said, tell her how you really feel. True, I felt those things. But I wouldn't want to hurt her like she hurt me. We were friends, weren't we? I realized that what I really felt was love. My anger and sadness still surrounded me, but I decided to trust the Lord. I deleted the words I had written and started listing things I loved about her. As I did, my negative emotions completely left me. I found myself making the list so long that it took multiple scrolls to get through it. When I finally hit send, I let out a sigh. I felt like my heart had been cleansed of pain and grief. I knew that my Savior had taken away my pain and filled my soul with Christ-like love. A couple of days later, I received a response from my friend. She explained that at first she had been too shocked to respond. As soon as she had seen the list, she started reading it, expecting it to be a list of insults. When she found that they were compliments, she was blown away with disbelief. I learned that when you make someone else feel better, it makes you feel better. Never underestimate the power of God. It deeply affected my life at that moment. I'll never forget my pause to question and listen and how it has benefited my life. Lara Nelson lives in New Hampshire, USA. End of the article, How Do I Really Feel? Read by Salem Tullis.